Dave and Darren.
Is this feeling something real?
Hello there.
It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Welcome to the show, everybody. I know we had told you we were going to do one yesterday. Events conspired, so we're here today.
Yeah, we didn't say anything about doing it today.
No.
So we lied twice.
Well, it's not that we lied.
No, we didn't.
We do the shows when we can do them. It is, as they say, what it is. I know a lot of you are very excited about this. There's going to be a new cinematic universe launching. You know, they've had such success with the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay.
And by the way, this week we lost Stan Lee and Roy Clark. Not a good week for dudes with two first names.
Did they...
Everyone, somebody check on Christopher Lloyd now.
Did they work together?
Roy Clark and Stan Lee? That would have been something else. Those cartoons...
Some sort of banjo-playing superhero?
They had those animated donkeys during Hee-Haw. Were those Marvel creations?
That's true. They did, didn't they?
Did the donkey have some sort of superpower?
Hiding in the cornfield.
Yes, another cinematic universe
I'll
is
never
being
tell.
Launched. This one is the General Mills cinematic universe. That's right. Frankenberry, Count Chocula, and Boo Berry will all be getting their movies in the General Mills cinematic universe. Honestly, I don't hate this idea. I want to sit here and do your standard, boy, Hollywood doesn't have anything new. A Boo Berry movie? I'm intrigued.
Yeah, but you don't lead with the Boo Berry movie.
I don't...
Or do you? And then just kind of build up to Count Chocula.
See? I'm glad I don't have to make that decision, because I could see it either way. I could see you start with Count Chocula, right? And that's your tentpole for the cinematic universe. Or maybe you start with a fruit brute. A yummy mummy.
How have the Republicans not reached out to Count Chocula to be like the keynote speaker at their convention?
Well, that makes
all the sense in the world.
They got a couple years to get that figured out, so maybe I don't.
I mean, if you want to build a bigger tent,
Count Chocula.
I offer you Count Chocula.
Right? Wasn't that old bit on The Simpsons where it was the Republican National Party
and Mr. Burns at the table?
Dracula. Dracula was the one calling the shots.
And
are you referencing The Simpsons, or you got there at the same time they did?
I'm not referencing The Simpsons, but now that you mention that, maybe that's where it came from. It's not where it came from. But Count Chocula was at that table, is what you're saying.
It was Dracula, not Count Chocula.
Oh, Dracula.
They're very different people. Count Chocula is delightful.
And maybe delicious.
Well, I don't think the monster... You're not supposed to eat the monsters themselves, right? I think you're just supposed to enjoy their cereal. Like, Count Chocula makes a delicious cereal. He's not made out of chocolate.
Yeah, but Frank...
Is Count Chocula made out of chocolate?
Frankenberry looks like he's made out of strawberries.
Well, he could be, though, but Frankenberry is a monster made up of other things. So...
Count Chocula's skin hue doesn't lead you to believe that he's made of delicious chocolate?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Not mocha enough?
That he might be, in fact. He might be, in fact, made out of some sort of delicious chocolate. I've never considered that. I suppose it's possible. I want to share with you my favorite story from the whole week.
Okay.
A teacher who works with deaf students. Anna Trupiano is her name. She is a first grade teacher at a school that works with deaf and hard of hearing students.
Mm-hmm.
This is a school that works with kids that have hearing difficulties,
yes.
Deaf, profoundly deaf or severely hearing impaired. It's a school that specializes in educating these kids from birth through eighth grade.
Okay.
Seriously, this is someone who is doing God's work, right? In addition to teaching these deaf students the usual suspects, or usual subjects, I should say. Every once in a while, she has to kind of help these deaf kids figure out things that you or I wouldn't have to learn in school because we were blessed with the ability to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, these are first grade kids that she's teaching, a teacher that teaches deaf kids. She had to explain to the kids that when you fart, people that can hear the fart. These kids had no concept of that. Blew their little minds.
What?
Six-year-old farts so loud in class.
Well, didn't know it made a noise.
It was loud enough that a couple of the kids that are able to hear a little bit were able to hear the fart. And the deaf kid who farted was surprised because he had no concept that farts make noises.
Why would he?
Well, that's a great point. You wouldn't.
I know it makes a hell of a smell.
This is.
I didn't know it made a noise.
Right. Well, that's the other thing, too. I would think you got to be real careful with farts in a room full of children that are deaf because isn't the understanding that their other senses are heightened?
They say that. I wonder if that's true. We've been told that forever. I wonder if your senses are, in fact, heightened or if that's just...
That's just
poppycock.
Something we came up with
yes.
to not feel so bad about being able to have all of our five senses.
Right.
Well, yeah, they can't see, but their other senses are better. So it comes out in the wash. We're all in the same boat, basically.
Yeah, that could be where that all came from.
Here's the conversation that she had with her first grade students. She says, today in first grade, one of my deaf students farted loudly in class, and other students turned to look at them. The following is a snippet of a 15-minute conversation that happened entirely in American Sign Language among the group of deaf students and myself.
Even if you weren't aware of the fact that it made a noise, wouldn't you suspect that others could maybe feel the concussion?
Well,
I mean, you certainly feel the concussion.
Yeah. The kid says, why are they looking at me? The teacher says, because they heard you fart. Kid says, what do you mean? Teacher says, hearing people can hear farts. Another kid in the class is totally horrified. Wait.
What?
Wait. They can hear all farts?
Not all farts.
Teacher now has to explain, well, no, not all farts, but some of them. Another kid in the class goes, wait a minute. How do you know which farts they can hear and which ones they can't?
Well, that's a sticky wicket.
Well, sometimes it is. Teacher explains, she says, you know how you sometimes can feel your butt move when you fart? A lot of those they can hear.
Yes.
But if your butt doesn't move,
right. It's
more likely they didn't hear it. The first kid then starts screaming in sign language, tell them to stop listening to my farts. That's not nice.
Stop farting.
Teacher, hearing kids can't stop hearing farts. It just happens. Kid two, I'll just stop farting then.
Well...
Teacher says, everyone farts. It's healthy. You can't stop. Now, another kid in the class says, wait a minute. Everyone farts? Even my mom?
Yes.
Teacher says, yes. My dad? Yes. Another kid raises his hand and says, you? Teacher has to go, yep. At this point, the kids are dying laughing because the teacher's just explained to them that she farts.
Can you do it on demand?
Kid says, so can you hear and smell all the farts? Teacher says, some of the farts, yes, not all of them. And then another kid says, wait, can hearing people see farts? and then another kid says, yeah, green smoke comes out of their butt. I saw it on TV. Teacher has to explain, no, that doesn't happen in real life. And then the first kid who farted said, wait, none of this makes any sense. I don't understand farts. Teacher says, I went to college for 8 years to have these conversations. Uh-huh.
Well, I think she did a relatively good job.
Yeah, no, she explained everything perfectly. But, I mean, you take for granted that that's something that you might not know. If you don't have the ability to hear, you may not know that farts make noises.
Well, they know it before they get to second grade, which I think is pretty good.
It's not bad.
That's not bad.
No, you got something there. You want to get to the top five things?
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Factory of Fear.
Mm.
I'm not sure if Count Chocula is there or not.
Not scary enough.
Oh, I'd like to see him there. Factory of Fear presents Frightmare Before Christmas. Two nights only, so don't miss out. Friday, December 7th and Saturday, December 8th from 7 till midnight. Tickets are just $15. VIP tickets are $20. You can save $3 by bringing a new unwrapped toy for Toys for Tots. Those tickets are limited, And if you'd like, you can get them online now at QCFactoryOfFear.com. Frightmare Before Christmas is the Quad City's only Christmas-themed haunted attraction, and they're located at 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Celebrate the holidays with the Factory of Fear's twisted characters, including Twitch Claws, Zombie Santa, the Grinch Man, and Krampus, and others. This is not your shopping mall, Santa. It's a horror-filled holiday event. Factory of Fear, the Quad City's longest-running and largest indoor haunted attraction, presents Frightmare Before Christmas, two nights, only December 7th and 8th, Factory of Fear, where fear is made. Enter if you dare. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the text line 470-23-NACHO, and the podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio, as it always does. Quad City's best cheesesteak. They're located on 53rd Street in Davenport. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, mayo. Voted the greatest sandwich in America. Download the Loyalty app and get free food. And, of course, when you're there, mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
That is delicious. He's going to take me today to get a new toilet seat because mine got broken and was sliding.
Listen. A deaf kid could hear her farts.
Number one.
One.
And I would wager there is green smoke coming out of there, too.
And that's quite a concussion. That's almost like you can almost get CTE from those things.
We actually have some audio of it.
So he knows he needs to make a couple birdies coming in. Jeez, my knees.
Chen Winters this was framed.
They had to think, what kind of hillbilly backwater town are we doing this tournament
from? They thought that before the M80s were going
on. Yes, I understand, but that just confirmed everything. Number one.
I got news for you.
Yeah.
They thought that the second they got off the plane.
No, I get it. But, yeah.
Do you remember the story last Christmas of the Canadian guy? It's 1970, and his girlfriend gives him a present, and then she breaks up with him.
Yes, and he hung on to it.
And he hung on to the present. Guy's name is Adrian Pierce. It was Christmas of 1970. That's almost 50 years ago.
Yeah.
He was 17 years old. Girlfriend gives him a Christmas present just before she dumps him. And in all the years since, he never opened the present. This is where it got weird for me. He would put the present under his family's tree. Every now he's got a wife and kids.
Yeah, that you just.
And now this is the Christmas present a girl who left me when I was 17 gave me. I don't know what's in here.
I wonder what he hoped it was.
It looks like a book.
Yeah,
I'm looking at a picture of it. It's a book.
It's a book.
So
not like naked
mystery. Solved.
Not like naked photos.
I don't. Well, this is the thing. This thing went viral. I mean, we certainly were talking about it. The story went viral, and the ex-girlfriend got in touch with him.
Did she say it's a book?
She said, no. She said, I broke up with you because I just met somebody else.
Uh-huh.
And she also says, I have no idea what's in the package. That was a present I gave to a high school.
Who really didn't mean that much to me.
Right, right.
None of my guys. Nobody meant much to me then.
Think of this, too. A gift you give to somebody just before you dump them, you're basically just throwing something away.
Well, no.
You're throwing something away.
Maybe she didn't know she was dumping him when she gave him the gift.
She dumped him, like, right afterwards. You don't...
So did he open up the present last year?
No, he said he would never open it.
Oh, he would never open it.
What he wanted last year was for this girl, or I say girl, they're in their...
Well,
they're in their late 60s now, right?
Yeah.
What he wanted was for her to come to a party at the house, and then she would open it. He refuses to open it. Right.
No, that's not happening.
Well, she took a hard pass. She's taking a hard pass on
it.
He's inviting her again to this year again.
No, the answer is no again.
There's going
to
be a big event on December 6th, and he's selling tickets to come and see this thing get opened.
Oh, brother.
And if the ex-girlfriend doesn't show up, his wife will unwrap it, and we'll finally know what's in there after all these years.
So you can either buy tickets or just stay tuned to this podcast,
because
we'll have some sort of update.
Yeah, no, we'll break into regular programming and give it to you. But
so it's not in a box, it's just wrapped. It's a book.
It sure looks like a book to me.
Yeah.
Who knows? Or maybe it could be a picture frame. I don't know. I don't. You know, this is the thing about 1970. There were only like six things you could buy in the store back then. Hmm. It wasn't like today where there's all kinds of products.
It's not a lava lamp.
Well, no, I doubt it is. It doesn't look like a lava lamp to me. That'd be a pretty boss gift.
Well,
and I'd be furious. Yeah,
it's a vintage lava lamp.
Right. Like if
I could have had that for. I could have been using that all these years.
I'd be pissed if an ex-girlfriend gave me a lava lamp and I didn't open it up and enjoy it all this time.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's on you, though.
Well, I think I don't like to brag, but I'm a little bit better put together than this fellow is. This just is
you
weird.
You would think,
and the
wife, the current wife, to put up with it. Although she's probably over him too. You know, so
you
it's
know
like
what?
I don't care what
you know. What would be great is if she dumps him just before the party. This guy lives in Edmonton, and he's still got a picture of him and his then girlfriend. This is one of those pictures you took at the mall, you know, where they took the four pictures. Still has one of those, but that's a little weird, too.
And if it's a book, you can use it as a bookmark.
He was 17, she was 15. Girlfriend gave him the present, then 15. Broke up with him. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
He has put this thing under the Christmas tree, the family Christmas tree, for years. This thing made headlines all around the world.
Surprised a kid didn't rip into it.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you would think that one of the kids over the years would be like, oh, is this mine too?
He and his wife have met the lady, by the way. Her name is Vicky. And he says, one day that she bought me the Christmas gift, she, through an unusual circumstance, met a guy that she fell for.
Maybe the guy so who she sold her the thing.
She fell in love with somebody while she was buying him a Christmas gift? Oh, she had stronger feelings for the other guy.
Yeah.
She says she no longer, Vicky, the girlfriend from 1970, says she no longer remembers what's under the gift wrapping. This guy says it's a goofy story. One, he says it's a Christmas story. Two, it's a sort of love story.
No.
It's not a love story at all, no. Creep. No. You're just a weirdo that didn't open a present.
It's not much of a Christmas story either.
He's selling tickets for $5 each. Now, I think it's going to charity. Something called the Christmas Bureau. I'm assuming that's... Canadian listeners, let us know.
The Christmas Bureau sounds like it's going right into his pocket.
What is that? Our Canadian listeners, if you could help us out, what is the Christmas Bureau? I don't know what that is. He's invited her to show up. And if she does, she gets to open the gift. Or he'll have his wife do the honors. He says, I vowed I would never open it. So to keep my word, I'm not going to open it. Okay, well, you're a man of your word. You're also... very strange, strange dude. Merry Christmas.
Two.
What's the longest streak that you have going of anything? You're picky. You don't eat most foods.
Oh, I think, well.
Is there a food that you've eaten that you just haven't had in forever?
I was thinking about this today.
Which is a strange thing to think about.
Yeah, well, no, because I was at the store and I haven't had a Concord grape in like 2 years, and that's my favorite kind of grape. They just don't have them on store shelves anymore. Everything's black seedless. That's not what I want.
Super long streak.
No, it really isn't in the scheme of things.
I don't think I've had. No, I've had it used in. I've had it used, I'm sure, in a variety of different things.
Mm-hmm. But just on its own,
I haven't had a bowl of cream of mushroom soup in probably 45 years. And it's not that I dislike it.
Just on its own, you don't.
I just haven't.
It's an ingredient you like it, but not
on its
own.
I like it fine on its own as a soup, mm-hmm. too.
But it's been 45 years.
Do I snap the streak, or?
Well, your most famous streak is, of course, the Woodstock Pepsi that's been unopened and refrigerated continuously since 1994. That's an impressive streak.
It's been refrigerated for that entire period, yes.
But it has been opened?
No.
You're stressing the refrigerated.
No.
I did open it, David, and give myself a couple of sips back in 2007.
No, I did.
I was going through some weird things.
I did crack it open just to smell it. Not unlike your bowling glove.
Any chance you get to bring up that bowling glove?
Because I kind of get it. That it's like, it's kind of funky.
Boy, I made that smell with my little 10-year-old hand.
That's a weird smell. That's kind of like, That's like one of those fancy cheeses.
Well, like if you ever broke your arm when you were a kid, and then they take the cast off. You ever give the cast a whiff, the inside of the cast?
It's funky.
It's funky, all right. Someone reached out to us on the text line and said they want more realness from the show.
Realness.
They really enjoyed the... here's one. This is from the 815 area code. It says, Dave, you just blew my mind with the story about your dad. Need more realness like that on the podcast. Like the story about Darren strangling his brother-in-law. Now, yeah. I may be involved in that story as well.
Yeah.
Something of a little instigator.
I didn't strangle him. He strangled me.
That's right, old man.
That's right.
Yes.
Attempted to.
I haven't been invited. This is interesting. I don't know if it's a coincidence. I haven't been invited to any picture of family events since that night.
Well, that was my 40th birthday.
Sure was.
The carrot cake was
delicious.
It was. Carrot cake and sloppy joes. Mm-hmm. I don't believe I had a 50th birthday party.
No, you didn't.
I don't think.
Someone also sent in a picture.
I know for damn sure I won't have a 60th.
Why do you say that?
No. What for what?
For us.
For what?
A celebration for us.
For what?
309 sent in a picture of a Tesla. Tesla automobile.
Yes.
This is a Model S, I believe.
Uh-huh.
It's got a couple of Iron Man doodads on it, and it says, Dave, did you get a new Tesla?
Ooh.
And at first I was looking at this, I'm thinking, do they think I like Iron Man?
You don't like Iron Man?
I think he's just fine, but I'm not a fan. I wouldn't say I'm a fan of Iron Man.
Why do you hate Han Solo?
No, but here's the reason this knucklehead took the picture and sent it to us. Let me see if I can have you take a look at the personalized license plate of this Tesla here. It just simply reads, Tron.
Nice.
You sons of bitches.
Way to go.
Uh-huh.
Now, talk about realness.
Here's another one from Mike, who says, hey guys, listening to the Mervert episode, you do have Dave and Darren Merverts. We added that distinction to our Snack Club t-shirts. Nothing better than sitting by the tub, ordering our mermaid to swim another lap, whilst tossing back goldfish snack crackers. I don't think that's real. It says also here, Dave, you take a lot of grief for your impressions, but your morbidly obese guy is so funny. Lastly, I had an issue with my Cover 5 crashing, just like you described. It stopped when I log out of the app, log back in. Maybe a fluke. Yeah, I can't get it to work for anything.
Speaking of fan mail, remember that we have that birthday to do.
Don't let me forget.
Don't let anyone forget.
We do, all of you. We've got a very special birthday barn we have to get to.
We should mention that the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home, 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport. Home of the new wow factor. Their massive diamond sale is going on right now. Everything in the store is on sale and up to 50% off the entire month of November. So get there fast. You can win a free diamond and gold necklace valued at $599. Guess the number of diamond-shaped crystals in their diamond jar to win. The winner is going to be announced on Facebook on December 2nd. Don't miss the Small Business Saturday that's going to be happening on November 24th. And then Friday, or excuse me, I guess it is a, I believe it's a Friday and a Saturday, the Christmas in the Village. In the village of East Davenport. Both of those weekends, you're going to get a free gift with a purchase, and they'll have refreshments as well. They are open Tuesday through Friday, starting at 10 o'clock. They're also open on Saturday at 10 o'clock. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options, and of course, mention Nacho Radio when you're there. The podcast originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and James' other location in Cedar Rapids, 4641st Avenue Northeast. Turn your favorite Capriotti sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Taste the Capriotti's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients, the fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And don't forget to get those Capriotti's gift cards. Mm. They're the perfect gift because everyone loves Capriotti's. And when you're there, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
I know it's a different cinematic universe, but I don't think it would kill Boo Berry and Frankenberry to have Milton the Monster maybe join in.
Of course. Of course.
Count Kook, Professor Weirdo, Phoebe and GB.
What flavors are they plugging?
They're sweet.
Two.
A lot of sugar in the tank. Number two.
Daddy calls it chicken muscle.
Top five things This story comes to us from one of my favorite parts of the Union, St. Petersburg, Florida. Florida. Yes. 42-year-old Kimberly Gable is in trouble. She was blacked out drunk when she walked into the Red Lobster there in St. Pete and ran out of the restaurant. This happened on Saturday. She's described as a 42-year-old transient in St. Petersburg. Hmm. We used to call them bums. By the way, yesterday was the Great American Smokeout. Did you call Larry and reach out?
You know what? These bar owners are hurting. So I say smoke all you want. What's next? We need to take it back in the streets like we did in the 70s. You didn't get out in the streets in the 70s.
1:15 in the afternoon on Saturday, she was asked to leave the restaurant after customers complained about her causing a disturbance. She then started cursing, headed towards the exit, and then proceeded to reach into a water tank containing a live lobster, grab the lobster, and then ran out of the restaurant.
Let me ask you this. Did she punt a birthday cake?
Punting a live lobster.
No, you don't want to do that. No. Don't do that.
No. The cops caught up to her. She was found a short distance later from the Red Lobster. Detectives were able to pick up the smell of alcohol on her breath. Again, it's 1:15 on a Saturday.
She denied knowing. Lobster, don't they? Do they have tiny birthday cakes?
I don't think so.
No?
No. No. It's been a while since I've been, but I don't think they have cakes. They might have desserts, like a lava cake or something, maybe.
You could punt that.
She, when the cops caught up with her, denied knowing where the lobster was, told the cops she was blacked out, drunk, and didn't care because she didn't do anything wrong. Arrested for disorderly intoxication.
Didn't do
released from the jail on a $100 bond. I don't know. Is the lobster going to be all right, Uncle Darren? I don't know.
Hope so.
I don't know what happened to the lobster.
Well, eventually the lobster's not going to be all right.
Well, unless it's able to, you know, St. Pete is on the shore. Unless it's able to somehow make its way to the sea. What a story that lobster's going to have.
I'm pretty sure that once Red Lobster pays for lobsters, they keep the lobsters.
But it was free and they never found it.
Oh, they freed it?
Well, she ran out with the live lobster and then they never found it.
Oh, well then.
That's a story. So I'm sitting there in a Red Lobster, and I know my number's up. Uh-huh. When this angel, this drunk, transient this angel, grabs me. And that's why I'm here telling this story, everybody. I was able to find the Gulf of Mexico. Now, if you excuse me, there's some bait over there in that trap. I'm going to go get it, and then I'll be right back. Number three.
Number three.
A 5-year-old just won a new Mercedes-Benz.
Nice.
Rakim Kuriev is 5 years old. He just won a new white Mercedes after he did 4,105 nonstop press-ups. Press-ups. Is that like a...
Push-up.
Like, that's like a push-up? I'm guessing? Is that what the Russians call push-ups? Yeah, he did 4,105 push-ups.
That's impressive.
Razman Kadraev, a close lieutenant of Vladimir Putin, gave the 5-year-old boy the keys to the luxury car as a reward for his 2 hours and 25 minutes of nonstop push-ups. They call him the little Chechen Schwarzenegger. He's still in kindergarten, and he says he's going to repeat the exercise in an attempt to shatter the world record. Putin's guy said, let your father drive you around in this. You're worthy of a white Mercedes. I want you to look at how cut this kid is.
I bet.
He's 5. That kid would kick everybody's ass listening to this show.
That kid would kill us.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, he's friends with Putin. He's 5.
Uh-huh.
And he says he would like to get up to 5,000 push-ups. That's the plan. So...
Yeah, he'd snap your neck.
Oh, this kid is just cut. He's 5, and he's just ripped, little Chechen Schwarzenegger. Number four on your top 5 things: a bride at a wedding over the weekend. Apparently, she got word that the groom was stepping out on her just before the wedding. Mm. So instead of reading her vows, she pulled out his phone and read a bunch of texts that he was writing.
Oh.
The cheating husband, well, I guess they didn't get married. It's time for the vows. She whips out the texts and just starts reading them. She says, here's some of the texts. This weekend, you and I, it is on, hot stuff. Bring your A game. Your body is incredible, and you know how to use it. I wish my girlfriend had half the skills you do. I miss you so much, I can't stop thinking about you. I've never had this kind of connection before. She found
these
texts.
So she reads this all in front of everybody.
Yes.
People who traveled hundreds, maybe thousands of miles. You could have called the thing off, and I wouldn't have had to fly here. Having said that, I enjoy an uncomfortable situation.
This would have been great.
And thank you for this.
She announced, there will be no wedding today. It seems Alex is not who I thought he was. And then she faced the guests. She said, I love you all, and as horrible as this is, I'm glad you're here. There will not be a wedding reception today, but instead there will be a celebration of honesty, finding true love, and following your heart even when it hurts. She says there was a smattering of awkward applause and a little cheering.
Hooray!
Good for you. I'm taking the gift back, by the way.
I'm for the other team.
Five. Number five!
Why is the guy from Schoolhouse Rock at the wedding? Finally, on the top five things, a man has shattered a record for eating corn with a toothpick. Idaho man David Rush was at the Oak Brook Public Library.
Bet he's selling tickets to this, too. What would you rather watch?
I don't know.
What would you rather watch? A guy eating kernels of corn with a toothpick, or the guy opening up his present under the tree?
I don't know. If they could somehow make it a package deal,
can they do both?
Like a bundle.
It.
I don't know who opens.
How about you bundle it?
I mean, if Bonnie Raitt and James Taylor can get together, maybe these two. Idaho man visited this library in Illinois and broke a Guinness World Record for eating 241 corn kernels with a toothpick in 3 minutes.
Oh, well, then neither should take very long.
He previously set a record at the library last year when he balanced a pool cue on his forehead for an hour and 3 minutes and 14 seconds. Came back to the library to attempt this.
Nothing he can't do.
He tells the Chicago Tribune,
master of insanity,
quote, it's a ridiculous talent to have. I practice skewering a lot to prepare, along with the size of the plate, spreading out the corn, the best toothpicks to use. This guy is said to have broken a total of 83 Guinness World Records.
Wonder how many finger stab wounds he has. Although maybe he just keeps his hands free of where the corn is.
Most sweet corn kernels eaten in 3 minutes using a toothpick. Here's the moment where he breaks the record. There's a crowd of two women.
Two women!
And like an old man in a chair watching this.
Yeah, that's right.
Five, four, three,
they're counting
two,
down.
One.
42.
Come on! Did the old man say the number? 42.
How do they even count 42. That? Oh, he was so excited when he broke that world record.
Yeah, we could do that.
241 corn kernels with a toothpick in 3 minutes. That's going to do it for this installment of the Top 5 Things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline. Fall is here, and enjoy one of their fall drinks, including a chai tea latte or a pumpkin cheesecake latte, pumpkin spice, creme brulee, and white chocolate. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by all our fine patrons on Podbean. Join today, and you'll be able to listen to every podcast we've ever done and all our specialty podcasts for only the patrons, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. We would appreciate that. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, home of the very best cheesesteak and so much more, including the cold turkey, slow-roasted homemade turkey, provolone cheese, Russian dressing, coleslaw, and mayo. It's absolutely delicious. Get one today. And when you're there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Capriati's, extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Do we have our birthday?
That's right. We have a birthday barn to get to. Let's do that.
Hey, Mater.
Thank you, all dear friends, for coming to my birthday!
Holy moly! It must be my birthday.
Remember the watch on his tiny little porcelain wrist? To you.
I want to see you dance, Jenna. Trill! Trill!
Foxtrot!
Happy birthday to you.
All right, here we go. The top five things. It is time for a birthday barn.
We might have a new patron we got to catch up with, too.
Well, that's
I'm not saying the day, but...
Here we go. Farmer Dave and Farmer Darren. Where did it go? Here we go. Farmer Dave and Farmer Darren.
Where did it go?
This is from Stephanie, who says, my husband is a huge Top 5 Things fan, and I'm embarrassed to say that I'm not sure how to request a birthday barn mention, so hopefully this is it. His birthday gift is to become a patron of your show, which I just set up.
Nice.
His name is Dan Latimer. Today is his birthday, and he's been listening from the very beginning. Thanks for the mention. It would totally make his day and his birthday. Thanks. That's from his wife, Stephanie.
Yeah,
she got him a patronage
there you go.
For his birthday?
That's right.
Oh, Stephanie, that's
fantastic.
And
now you can go back and listen to all of them.
Yeah, get to work. Happy birthday. You got work to do.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, Dan, thanks for being here from the very beginning. And thanks for listening, and have a great birthday, man. That's going to do it.
We will be back early next week.
Until we get a chance to do it for you then, hang loose, kooks. Happy birthday, Dan.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities. Happy birthday, Dan.
Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out. Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.